Radio Slovakia International. Slovakia Today. Making Slovakia heard to the world.
July the 20th, 1969, at 2017 UTC, Commander Neil Armstrong and Lunar Module pilot Buzz Aldrin, both American, landed the Apollo Lunar Module on the Moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It was the first time a human foot touched the surface of the closest astronomical body.
Oh, that looks beautiful from radio. It has a stark beauty all its own.
50 years on, the whole world is still talking about this great achievement and commemorating it with numerous festivities. In our commemorative feature, however, we will be talking about the last man who walked on the moon's surface. The day was the 11th of December 1972, and the man was Eugene Cernan, an American astronaut with Slovak roots. Astronaut Eugene Cernan was born in Chicago in 1934 to a father of Slovak descent and a Czech mother. His grandfather and grandmother came to the US from the Kysuce region in northern Slovakia to work in the coal mines in the area around Chicago. Eugene Cernan visited Slovakia three times, including the village of his grandparents, Vysoká nad Kysucou. In 1994, a memorial room named after him was opened in the municipal office building right in the center of the village on the occasion of his visit there. In February of 1995, he received a recognition award from the Slovak American Cultural Center in New York.
Pán Černian, dnes 25. februára 1995.
Well, in the archives of the Slovak Radio, we found an interview with Eugene Cernan, recorded at this very event, where he was accepting the Milan Rastislav Štefánik Award.
Akými pocitmi budete preberať túto cenu?
It's a very special honor because of the history of General Štefánik. I'm not sure I really totally deserve this honor or to be compared to him, but the reason perhaps it's more special than other honors I may have received is that it comes from my own people. It comes from the Slovaks. General Štefánik was special to them, and I am very proud to be special to the Slovak people also.
In the year 2019, we are commemorating 100 years since the tragic death of General Štefánik, who was a politician, French army general, but initially also an astronomer. Well, the Slovak century flew by very fast, from stargazing to actual space missions. Again, Eugene Cernan, in an interview from 1995.
Right, I went to the moon twice in 69, but I came close and did not land. Then I went back again in 72 and, of course, had an opportunity to land. And it's a sense of tremendous pride. It's like you've done something that you believed in and worked hard for so long, and now you have succeeded that goal, and nobody can ever take it away from you. And the thing that I remember most, perhaps, after stepping on a moon, was looking at the Earth a quarter of a million miles away and all its splendor and all its beauty, and it truly probably is the greatest memory I have of having gone to the moon, was to look back home at this Earth of ours.
Eugene Cernan almost missed out Apollo 17 mission because he severely strained a tendon in his leg playing softball with NASA personnel 2 months before the launch. He also holds the moon's speed record, having driven the lunar rover at 18 km per hour on a downhill run. I have traveled the world, I have traveled in space, but no one has greeted me as beautifully as you have today, were the words of Eugene Cernan to his compatriots in the northern Slovak village of Vysoká nad Kysucou in September of 1994. So what did Slovakia really mean to him?
Well, I like to go back in history, and the reason I wanted to go back was not to receive an awards or necessarily to be recognized. I really wanted to go back to see where my grandmother and grandfather were born, where I'm only a second-generation American, and my grandparents lived here. I knew them all my life, but I wanted to see what I knew then as a child, what they called the old country. I wanted to go back to the old country and see where they were born and the town that they grew up in, and I went to the church where they were baptized, and to learn more about my history. My family history is very important, but I found the Slovakian people so very hospitable, so very friendly. The countryside is truly beautiful, and the welcome I received was far exceeded whatever I expected.
The elementary school in Vysokanadky Sutso bears the name of Eugene Cernan, the last man to walk on the moon, died 16th of January 2017 in Houston, Texas.